It is Friday morning, April 17th, and joining us once again for a remote talk shop is Brian and our guest.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Brian. Happy Friday from Arcata.
Yeah, well, and foggy Eureka, too. I presume that it's probably very, very comparable there.
It is a little bit overcast, but it should break off here in the afternoon.
Well, that's just because you're not up in the ivory tower where it's sunny all the time, right?
I'm definitely down in the bottomlands.
Yeah. Today is Friday, April the 17th. This is Karen Deemer, the Arcata City Manager. Winston, you want to hit us with our why do we say that for the morning?
Point blank. Where do we get the expression point blank?
Point blank. Karen, you got any thoughts on that one?
Well, I like that we both get to guess this morning since it's not in front of you.
Yeah.
I'm thinking something to the point. But I don't know. Point blank.
Yeah, I'm thinking it has something blank. That's the key word in the phrase. Rather than pointing to something or... Okay,
you were getting close to the right track. It comes from the French. The center of a target was once a small white spot, and the French word for white is blanc. The French point means aim, so the term literally means aim at the center of the target. Point blank range is a range so short you can hardly miss a bullseye.
So easy.
Yeah.
So easy.
Yeah. You know, kind of like doing budgets and bringing them in on budget, right? Just easy to do.
That's all we'll have to do, yeah. Try to come up with point blank this year. Blank, that's a good word for this year's budget.
Oh, my. So what's it like in Arcata for those folks who haven't been able to get out or have a reason to get out? What's the plaza like? What's downtown like?
The streets in Arcata have been quiet. You know, this community, I think all of Humboldt County, have done a really good job of adhering to the social distancing and our stay-at-home orders, so the town is quiet, as it should. And I think, you know, it really has paid off in Humboldt County, and we're, you know, seeing the effects of that, talking with our healthcare systems here in Arcata, having the real luxury of a couple of weeks of time to be able to prep before, you know, our positive cases started to grow in this region. I think really allowed our healthcare providers to get their protocols in place and to practice them for a couple of weeks. So, but things are quiet, you know, and that is a good thing in this condition. But it is, of course, also an eerie thing for those essential workers that are out and managing the water and sewer systems, and you know, our policing. It definitely does have a different feel to the town, and we miss our students. You know, it was too early for so many of them to go home. So.
Right. Well, I was going to ask if most of the students have gone back from whence they came, or if they are hanging out in the dorms and in the rentals throughout the community, and they're still here. They're just not out.
Yeah, there are just very few, I think, that are left really on campus, living in the dorms. Most of those students, I think, either returned home or sought housing, you know, somewhere where. In town where they had better access to kitchen, but they are still housing some that are on campus. And then I think those that already live off campus, I think the percentage is a little bit higher of those that have stayed in town, but we've definitely have seen a lot of students that, you know, had either gone home for spring break and just simply didn't come back, or those even that were here through that spring break, but then when school, because when they left for spring break, they thought they would be coming back just a few days late. But then I think several of them that stayed through that period ended up recognizing that they could just go home now for the whole semester and summer and have done so. So we're definitely seeing a decline in population. It doesn't quite feel like summer, except that the streets are so empty. You know, it doesn't feel like anything we've ever experienced.
Right. There's no backfill of the tourists that, you know, are normally around a little bit during summertime also. Graduation week in that period tends to be a huge key economic window of opportunity for Arcata, but also McKinleyville and Eureka as well. Do you have any estimates at all of what percentage of the annual spending in Arcata occurs during that 7 to 10 day window?
Just in that 1 week. It's not a specific week that we've looked at. I can tell you, you know, as you've mentioned, every hotel room from, you know, here south of Fortuna is booked for a lot of that week and certainly that weekend. So, I mean, overall, the economic effect of COVID-19 on our businesses is obviously our primary concern right now. And as we look towards the city's budget, the bed tax alone piece, you know, is going to be a significant decrease this year, somewhere probably between $300,000 and $500,000. We're working on those estimates right now to be able to do some planning on whether or not we fund any additional projects between now and the end of the year, if we need to hold on any major projects. And then, you know, moving into the summer. Although I know we're talking about how do we reopen our communities, and that's a really important conversation to have. Just as we went into this slowly, we are going to have to come out of this slowly. So it's not going to be an all-at-once reopening, I'm certain of that. And that will have continued impacts on bed tax and continued impact on sales tax, certainly for our local communities, which are very dependent. You know, we are a real tourist draw for the Redwoods and our beaches and the North Coast here, so we get hit harder during these periods where sales tax and bed tax are decreased.
Well, there, you know, how many beds are in Arcata lodging?
Okay, I can come up with that number, but I'd have to really add them all up in my head, so I'm going to say about 350.
Okay, so about 20% roughly of what the county is. I'm surprised that the TOT or transit tax would be, is that represents that high a figure, up to $500,000. I mean, that seems large, but is that also factoring in the Airbnb? And I know those guys are getting some challenges now, too.
Yeah, I know. That factors in all of the TOT that we receive over the course of the year. Comes in at about $1.3, $1.4 million. But the impact of that for us is May and June. May, June, July, August, September, you know, so.
Sure. JINS, News and Information, time is 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Times, 8:23. We're back talking shop this morning with Karen Gipper. Karen, we talked a little bit about the economic components, or impacts, rather, of the situation immediately right now. What about the cultural one? There is something, and I won't say magical, but there's something about school towns. You know, you hear about the town and gown and some of those battles. Okay, that's part of it. But there's a certain association with having a bunch of younger people in your community. Okay, the fact that they're not there, do you think that that's going to change the culture of what Arcata is on a long-term basis, or do you think this is just going to be a short window?
I think that aspect of it will be a pretty temporary sort of circumstance here in Arcata. Everybody has such a 180 change in their pattern and their life right now in terms of, you know, so many of our folks just simply staying at home, venturing out for very short periods to go to the grocery store or the hardware store. So I think because the patterns and our lives have changed so dramatically, the noticeability of everyone who is staying at home and in isolation of the students being gone is much less than perhaps those that are out performing those essential services that are used to seeing and interacting and having a good portion of their job surrounding meeting services for that student population. But, you know, the social aspect of this, I think on an individual level, has been really tremendous for a lot of people. from a community level, you know, you see any time, I think, that you see some sort of an emergency, the response to that emergency is always local. And so we've seen in Humboldt County, certainly we've seen in Arcata, neighbors stepping up, neighborhoods stepping up, businesses stepping up, whether it's, you know, Haliashi building face shields for our healthcare workers and our essential workers, Kokodat building face cloths. We've had Alchemy Distillery that started to make hand sanitizer, and Bubbles starting to make disinfectant, also for, you know, all of our healthcare facilities and essential work surfaces areas. So, I mean, you see those folks that just really step up in our community as well. We've watched our senior lunch program go from 35 to 40, a day that they used to serve. On Wednesday, they're doing 5 frozen meals that you can pick up on Wednesdays. They served 98 sets of meals out to folks in the community. So there's a real need, I think, for food. There's a real need to assist our seniors. And we've just watched people step up over and over again to make that happen. So there's that growth in those individual connections within our community, and yet the isolation of being in this stay-at-home order, I think, also has taken a real toll socially on individual people.
Now, we're starting to hear from the governor and governors throughout the country that there's going to be, I guess, a phased rollback would be the simplest way. I was on a call this morning, and it was shared that South Dakota's done nothing. They haven't had too many people report, but they haven't done anything. A couple of the Midwest states are looking at maybe sometime next week of maybe taking 2 or 3 steps at one time. What are you hearing out of the Golden Dome? Are we going to be seeing anything in the next little bit? Is Newsom going to be very conservative in this? I know it ends up being a county-by-county decision anyway, but you can't sidestep what the governor says.
Yeah, we can't get out ahead of the governor, so at that level, the initial step is going to be taken by the state. What we've seen, I can certainly not say what the governor's decision is going to be. And I know there's a lot of pressure to reopen certain aspects of our communities. That being said, we've seen him take a very, very cautious approach. And I think he is receiving national accolades for the success of that caution that he, you know, came into California very early in our stay-at-home orders, and to watch that curve never develop like it did and everyone expected it to in our large population areas. I think, you know, the success of that, would encourage him to continue to act with that type of caution. But we'll, you know, he has laid out a plan. We've got, you know, our local health officer, Terry Frankovich, has, you know, I think in her best been trying to look at localized data in addition to the statewide orders and come up with recommendations that really fit our rural community, recognizing California has, you know, huge diversity in the types of cities and urbanized centers and rural areas. So I think she's done a really good job of looking at what fits for our local community. We all benefit by living in this area of beautiful beaches and forest and trails, and we have been able to maintain a level of openness to some of those areas that are really wide and expansive when other areas of the state have had to shut those down. So I think she'll continue to look at what is working on a local level and be able to start to open up, you know, safely, and then watching what are the social patterns. You know, do we, right now, we're really strongly recommending masking anytime that you're in public, but we're not ordering that. I'm seeing great compliance when I go into grocery stores with people masking in, you know, grocery stores or convenience stores. And if that continues, then perhaps just strong guidance and recommendation around that as we open up will be ample. If it's not, certainly our city council has had a conversation about, do we need to mandate masking as we open back up to the community and more people start to move about, you know, in some of those critical areas that everybody needs to go. So it's going to, as I said, we went into this slowly. I have no doubt that we're going to come out of this a little bit more slowly than we all wish we could. You know, we started with large social gatherings. We moved on to smaller social gatherings. I suspect we will ramp back up slowly. But, you know, in the next couple of weeks, I think we'll definitely have a framework for the community to have discussions about.
KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
Hi, this is Brian Papstein. This afternoon, Humboldt County Health Officer Teresa Fankovic is having a press conference and will be announcing the formalization of our current practices, formerly referenced as shelter in place. What does this mean? How does it impact you? Find out as we will be talking with Humboldt County Sheriff Billy Hansel this afternoon. Stay tuned here in the 4 o'clock hour. You'll be able to hear that interview in its entirety, and we'll have it on our website later this afternoon.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Karen Diemer from the City of Arcata. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, REDEC, Humboldt Termite Pest Control, and Murphy's Markets. Karen, some of the different challenges that are out there, there seems to be a little bit of a recognition of the impact in the local business community. I know you guys have got a loan program that's going out. Fortuna has got a small one also, in addition to what's going on at the federal level. How do you, as an advocate for the city and the businesses as well as the citizens of the city, how do you weigh that determination of when do we go to bat for these guys, when do we go to bat for this group? Because, as has been pointed out in a number of locations, if we wait till 100% certainty that no one's going to get sick, well, by the time we can go out and go to the businesses, there'll be no businesses to go out to. Mm-hmm. How do you weigh that one? Or is that something that's being handled at the state and it's not really a city concern?
The way that we can add into that is that we're constantly asking both the state and the county that question, is that what data do you need for decisions that you make at that level are going to play out in our local communities? So what data can we provide you with to help make those decisions based on that impact, based on what we're seeing in the community in terms of voluntary compliance with guidelines, to determine whether or not you need could ramp up or you could ramp down. So that really is our role in that piece. When it comes to a public health emergency, right, this is not localized. This is not only globally, but certainly decisions, as you said, made at the state level and then the county level. But the overall decision of, we just look at what are the city's resources. Cities balance their budget every year with trying to balance quality of life, basic economic development, and then your core infrastructure services, right? We look at all of that on an annual basis. So the pots of money that we have are already identified in that way. For example, our emergency loan fund. Those are funds that were state economic development grant funds initially that came to the city for small business loans. But to be able to quickly repackage those and streamline to get them out at this point made really good sense, right? Like, we need to come out of this emergency with our businesses intact. We saw immediately the state and federal funds were going to be slow to hit the street and wanted to get some infusion of money for our businesses to be able to hold them over until those larger funds could come from the federal government. I have heard from a couple of businesses that did receive SBA loans that came out this week. And then I've heard from a number of businesses in Arcata that have not received those larger payments yet from the federal government. So they were very grateful to have the little bit of funds that you can start to add in.
It seems like it's a hodgepodge. We got one, and it was funded. Let's see, the application was in a couple weeks ago. I think within about 5 days,
mm-hmm.
we had funded. So yeah, that was with the PPP, not with the EIDL, which I think is so far nobody, I understand, has been getting any feedback on that one yet.
Did you work through your local bank, or you applied directly?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh no, it was through the bank. You think I could handle that on my own?
Well, yeah, and I've heard our local banks have done very well by their customers.
Yes. Oh yeah, it's. You make jokes about bankers' hours. But, got an email from our guy at 5 in the morning, and I know that they were there till 7 o'clock at night on a Saturday. So I would suggest that maybe closer to broadcast hours than they would be banker's hours. I'm not sure where city manager hours fit in there, but probably somewhere close also.
You can reach us for at least broadcast hours, I think.
Yeah.
But you talk about that. I mean, that goes to that social aspect of our communities and living and doing business in rural and small towns. You have these relationships with your bankers where they do stay late for you, and they will be there for you, and that is huge.
Yeah. I did hear some of the big boy banks really weren't moving that quickly. And they were, I guess there are some ratios that are involved also, and that they reached those pretty quickly by doing some of the big ones, and they had already capped out. So go through, with what we had heard was that there was $40,000 that the city had set aside for these micro loans or grants, I'm not sure which. Is there any money left there? If somebody hasn't jumped in, who qualifies, that kind of stuff?
Sure, yeah. Not too late to reach out to us. We set aside $250,000. You could apply for up to $10,000. One of the criteria was that you did meet with folks from our Small Business Development Council here that really looked at where would you best be served by receiving funds and where should you place those in your business to really help you get through. Based on all the other monies that are out there, what else would you be eligible for and how would this best fit? So we have funded the first 13 checks were cut Tuesday of this week for about $40,000. We should have a little over $100,000 out the door by the end of the day today. We do have requests in, I think, for about $215,000 of the $250,000. But the good news is that we are seeing other monies come into the pool. So monies from the Headwaters Fund, monies from Humboldt Area Foundation, monies from REDAC that are coming into the pool. So if there are still Arcata businesses that are interested, the terms of the loan are going to be the same, where it's a complete deferred payment, no interest for 6 months, and then simple interest. 2.5% thereafter. We can amortize you out for 5 years. We have been told now that if you receive a larger SBA loan, an eligible use of that loan would be to repay some of these local loan funds if you want to get them back in the local pool to be, loaned out again, and if the terms of your SBA loan are better. So it's worth calling. It's worth meeting. The Small Business Development Council here has really knocked it out of the park and being available to work with businesses and talk you through what your options are. So not too late to reach out.
Who is an Arcata business?
Who is anyone who's operating in the city limits of Arcata?
Okay, so it's geographic.
You would have to have a physical address here in Arcata.
Yeah, okay. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:42.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back at the shop this morning with Karen Deemer. Karen, consideration of all the stuff that's out there swirling around, if somebody wants to get more information about their business, about opportunities, just get a better sense of what's going on, is there a central clearinghouse, or is it going to be more specific to a particular geographic area or a particular type of interest? If it's business, okay, do you go to SBDC or REDAC, or do you go to City of Arcata if you're an Arcata business to find out what's going on that way, or services, some of the food programs you were referencing earlier, that type of stuff?
I would say if you're a business and you're looking for somebody to walk you through all of your options, I would go to the Small Business Development Council local office here that's in Eureka. But also, if you're a business in Arcata and you're open providing some level of essential service, please, and if you're not already listed, visit arcata.com. then please reach out direct to the city and let us get you up there on that website. So we normally have a website that's devoted to tourism in our area. We took all of that content down and we reloaded it with just businesses that are open, providing essential services during COVID-19 or providing online services. So if you're streaming movies from the Minor Theater or the Miniplex here in Arcata, how can you support those local businesses? Visit Arcata.com has as many local businesses as we could find that are offering any services either through online or at their stores. And what hours they're open, what kind of takeout menus they have is all on visitarcata.com. So that's a great place to, one, make sure your business is represented for whatever you're offering, and two, check out if there's a way that you can still support some local businesses.
Well, I don't check the accuracy also. You know, things are so fluid. That's one of the things that we've had also with some of the stuff that we're doing is just to make sure that everything is still, you know, the hours were this a week and a half ago, or those hours the same today. If you made that change, you know, let somebody know that you've made that change so that it really is an accurate reflection of what's going on.
No, well, it's a really good point. Hey,
we made it through an April show without talking about budget. Congratulations.
Well, we always have May.
That is true.
We'll go with the May revise for the state and the May revise for Arcata.
There you go. Enjoy your weekend, Karen. Thanks for coming by.
All right, thank you.
See you very well.